Liz Lavender with Aka Pabana Lindsay. So, Lindsay, how did you first hear about or get involved with NoFit State Circus?
Oh my God. Well, I first got involved with NoFit State Circus before they were NoFit State Circus, when they were. I met Tom and Ali and probably David and possibly the others as well at Simmons Yacht Circus, National Circus Convention. Possibly in 1984, 85.
Yeah. And they weren't NoFit
State
then, were they?
They weren't NoFit State then. I don't even know if they were balls up jugglers quite by then. They might have just started being balls up jugglers.
And who used to do those juggling conventions? Is that those?
Yeah, well, that was it was John Paul.
Oh, okay.
John Paul and Gothy, I think.
So you eventually came to work with NoFit State, didn't you?
I did, yes. I think I just got back from Australia or Argentina or something, and I met Ali at the circus space in the corridor, and she told me about their new show, Treasure Island, that they were about to recruit for. And I said, oh, well, that sounds interesting. And that Ali jokingly said, oh, but we can't afford you, Lindsay. And I ended up auditioning for the show. I was actually doing Cordless at the time as well. So I did a little audition. I mean, they knew my slack rope walking, so I did a Cordless piece in the audition, and it was a bit of a dark number to Strange Fruit by oh God, who is it by? Strange Fruit.
Anyway, I'm not sure.
It's quite a dark song about people being hanged from a tree. Yeah, so I ended up working on the Treasure Island show.
Right.
And I think that's the first time I ever did my slack rope on top of the circus tent, which I've done many times since. But that was the, yeah. So we used to open the show with Mark Moreau and Peter and me up on the tent, and they'd be either side on a king pole playing accordion and possibly clarinet. And I would get up there and rope walk
along the top of the tent.
Along the top of the tent.
I remember that. Was that quite scary then?
Yeah, it's kind of it's a bit of a weird one, because you know you probably just fall onto the tent, which is only a couple of feet below you, but it's still, because you're so high, it's quite unnerving.
Yeah. And sometimes that plastic was quite hot, and it was very strong, was it? I don't think. You had to fall in the right place along the seam.
I mean, there's always the chance that you do slip down and impale yourself on one of the poles at the bottom.
Yeah. But it was quite a spectacle, wasn't it? You did quite a lot of... So was that come all weather? Was that you got up there, or... Were you limited by the weather on occasion?
I can't remember ever being rained off, to be honest.
So
Lynn have, because Lynn had her trapeze rig outside as well, Web rope.
Not the swingy round one, that one.
Yeah, web.
Cloud swing.
And the rig had a funny dome thing on top.
So what can you remember? I've got a little memory thingy here of Treasure Island.
Oh yeah.
That's
the poster. I remember that. And is that the program? Wow.
That's the program.
That was in Oxford. I remember that's in Oxford, because that's the ice rink.
I think everyone remembers that.
Yeah,
like being in Oxford, because we all went ice skating, didn't we, as well?
That's right. Yeah.
and I think I'm the only person I should have been in the tent because I'm there, and Tim picks up on that all the time. So we've got some dates in here. Where do you think we went to on that tour? We've got North Shields.
Oh yes, North Shields, I remember that. My mum's from South Shields.
Right.
So I was, so that's right.
We were,
I remember that as being a bit windy up there.
On the top of a cliff.
On the top of a cliff.
In a housing cul-de-sac.
That's right, yes, it was a bit grim.
Yeah.
Bleak. And yeah. Peter was doing up his truck and there was bits of wood everywhere.
Right. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But I know we had mains power from the lampposts.
Mains power from the lamppost, yeah, I didn't remember that.
And then it says Bath Fringe.
Wow. We were in Victoria Park.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I think there was a big storm, wasn't there?
Was? Maybe not. I'm thinking of something else. I was remembering possibly another circus being in Victoria Park and then going up in a balloon as a trapeze stunt off the bottom of a balloon from about 100 feet or something.
That might have been them. I know Burlesque did that.
Burlesque, it might have been Burlesque, yeah.
And then Swindon.
Swindon, yes, that's right. In the park, there was in a park.
In a park with a lake.
Yeah.
It was. I should know this because I worked in Swindon.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yeah. You've got me a...
And then we said Twickenham. We used to go to Twickenham quite a lot.
Twickenham, right.
Twickenham Green, where Concord used to go over.
Yeah, OK, yes. Vaguely remember that. And we did... Clissold Park, was it? Somewhere in central London, wasn't it? Just round the corner from Circus Space. It
might have been Clissold Park.
I think it was Clissold Park. It's just round the corner from... I used to live there for years.
It's Hackney, that little street in Hackney, isn't it?
Yeah, and that little market.
The market. I remember shopping on the market.
Yeah, and we did parades.
And anyway, we haven't got that one on here for some reason, but we've got Boreham Wood.
Oh, yeah, Boreham Wood, yeah.
And Birmingham, though I can't remember being at Birmingham.
Right. Birmingham.
And then we thought we must have done Cardiff.
I can't remember Cardiff. We did do Glastonbury, though.
Did we?
We did definitely do Glastonbury, yes.
Treasure Island.
With Treasure Island.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Yeah, yeah.
Glastonbury.
Yeah.
And we had to serenade Arabella. So, that must have been...
97. That sounds right, 97. Yeah.
Okay. I had a party, I think. Was it my birthday party? And we got told to turn the music off and we had to leave the next day because we breached. And Peter and Ali had to go round and serenade Arabella for the next day. And persuade her not to send us home.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Naughty us.
Naughty us. But when you were saying about the hanging from a trapeze off a balloon, we apparently went to the balloon fiesta.
Oh, we did do the... Yes, but that's not what I was remembering. But we did do Ashton
Court.
Balloon fair, that's right, yes.
Yeah, and we definitely went to Cardiff because I can remember we went boating as pirates, didn't we? In the lake.
Right.
In Roath Park.
Right.
Can't remember that, but everyone's bits of memory are so different.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Vaguely.
And there was the witch at Ashton Court Festival. You remember that strange woman who walked round the tent two or three times? And we had bee stings. Jules fell and broke her arm. We had three things. And we were convinced we were...
I remember some injuries, yes.
We were convinced that she put magic on us. Yeah, yeah, we did. So, you in the show, what was your role in the show?
In the show, my role was... my character was Israel Hands.
That's right. And I believe you were something else as well.
Oh, I was, yes. I was Long John Silver, wasn't I? On the stilts.
So also was in the show, Gavin.
Gavin.
Jules.
Lynn. Mark.
Yeah. Peter.
Toby.
Toby. And apparently Barnes did some work on that. How much were you paid? Can you remember?
Oh, God, no, I can't remember.
It wasn't a lot, though, was it?
It wasn't a lot, no.
What do you think has made No Fits 8 successful?
I think undoubtedly, like, their work with the community in Cardiff is probably what transitioned them from the shows we used to do in the Blue Tent, which, you know, had a particular style. And I think through the work with the community, they sort of changed the style a bit. It became a bit more contemporary, and I think it built up, you know, the connections with really good performers. They started training really good performers, and so I think that's one of the main things that's made them successful. And the vision to, you know, I mean, for instance, the new tent, the spaceship tent, you know, it was an amazing vision, really, and yeah. They followed it through, and they, I think, you know, it was ambition,
passion,
and well followed through.
Yeah.
And supported by, you know, lots of people who loved.
So,
style.
What is your favourite show, do you think? Have you seen any of the more recent shows?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say because, you know, Immortal was great. I loved Immortal. Mm. And then, you know, what came out of that was...
Taboo.
You know, and they were all those were really good. And Bianco is the current one, isn't it? Which is... And it's, you know, it all goes back to Immortal. And then from that, Immortal was inspired really by the big community projects,
yeah.
Like Armageddon.
Did you do Armageddon?
No. I don't think I even saw it. I must have been away or something.
No, that's the one I'm missing as well. I never saw Armageddon.
Yeah. I've seen most of the stuff since.
So they're 30 years old next year.
Yeah.
If you were going to give them any words of advice for the next 30 years, what would you say? Something cosmic, because we're at Glastonbury.
Yeah. Do yoga. It's the only way.
Okay, I'll pass that message on to Ali. Okay, that's grand. That's cool. Really nice. Thank you.